Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Incorporating the Laws of Attraction into Your Daily Life. And one of the reasons that I want to talk about the laws of attraction is that so many times, so many people think negatively. And by using the laws of attraction, what it will do is help you to think differently and to look for ways that you can incorporate the laws of attraction. So let me explain to you. The laws of attraction have been in spotlight since the huge popularity of The Secret. And these 12 laws are equally important, and they're always working. They don't just work some of the time, they're working all of the time. And let me go back and tell you a little bit about what the laws of attraction are. What the laws of attraction are is it's positive thinking, and it's putting out positive energy out into the world that will help you draw to you the things that you really want. Can the laws of attraction make a difference in your life? How can it make a difference in your life? The laws of attraction is a universal law, excuse me, that explains how our thoughts and attitudes draw things we focus on to us. Whatever we focus our energy and attention on, we will attract more of the same. When we focus constantly about negatives, we will draw negative things to us. When we focus about positive things, we will draw positive things to us. Like attracts like. Sounds simple enough. The thing is, to understand about the laws of attraction is whether you believe it or not, understand it or not, it is working right now in your life. Our thoughts and intentions are very powerful things. Our feelings are our guide. Are you feeling great? You are right on a vibrational level, attracting wonderful things to yourself. By harnessing the power rather than letting it run rampant, we can create the reality we desire. This is not a metaphor or mystical nonsense. It is a real law of the universe. The universe is energy and is affected by the energy of our thoughts and intentions. Do you think most people are focused on positive or negative thoughts? Well, that's an easy enough thing to answer. Go to any coffee shop, hair salon, grocery store, and just listen to the conversations around you. I won't even mention conversations at the gas station. Scary. Why are most conversations negative? That's how we've been taught to relate. High gas prices, who died, who sick, grocery prices. So how can we expect different results? We can when we change the conversations we are having. The most important conversations we have are within ourselves. Don't, not, and no. I love how Michael J. Lozier explained his book, Law of Attraction, that when you use the words don't, not, and no, you are giving your attention to focus on what you don't want. Have you said these? Don't touch that. You are not to eat those cookies before dinner. No running. I've said all of those to my kids. What do they hear? They hear, touch that. Eat those cookies before dinner. Run. Don't, not, and no are not canceled out in their minds. The same goes for us. If it is said to you, don't think about a rainbow, boom, a picture of a rainbow just popped into your head. Most people don't understand this, and because they don't understand it, they never get the things they are working towards. Begin to talk about what excites you, what you are creating, what you desire, and watch what blossoms in your world. And what I want to do now is talk about some law of attraction exercises. Exercise number one. And first of all, let's back up. It can assist you. It can assist you to put it down in writing. Grab your paper and pen and let's attract what you really desire. Exercise number one. This exercise is for you. This is not for your spouse, mother, father, neighbor, best friend. They can do their own law of attraction exercises. Only you can decide what you truly want in your life. So what do you really want? Describe it. Details, details, details. Not sure about what you want? Do this simple exercise. For example, if you were describing what you wanted to attract in a dog, briefly describe, write it down, what you quality are not your ideal. Small dog, a dog that barks a lot, mean-looking dog, older dog, inside, foo-foo dog. Now, look at your list and decide, what do you want? Small dog equals big dog. A dog that barks a lot equals quiet dog. Mean-looking dog equals cute, cuddly dog. Older dog, a younger dog. Inside foo-foo dog, outside dog to play with. Next, define other things you would like in a dog. A dog to run a 5K with every day. A dog from an animal shelter. A dog that can live with cats. A dog that is friendly. A dog before the summer. Now you have a clear picture of what you are attracting in a dog. Before this exercise, you weren't quite sure exactly what you wanted in a dog. You can do these law of attraction exercises for anything that you are attracting. Exercise number two. When you hear a friend or family member start in on their conversation, all the things that they don't want in a job, house, place to live, spouse, child's behavior, simply say to them, what do you want? They are focused on all the things they don't want. Those are easy. We can all talk about what we don't want over and over and over again. Now they can define what they do want. Exercise number three. Create a space. When you create a space or void, you will fill it. Of all the law of attraction exercises, this one could personally be the most to me. For 7.5 years, we kept all of our older daughter's clothes, toys, and her car seat, her stroller, crib, all baby things, and I mean all things. We had it all ready to go for the day when we got pregnant again. The only thing was, we did. Not in those 7.5 years, anyway. Then we sold our house and had to decide if we were going to move all the baby items to our new house. Actually, it was a cabin in the Rocky Mountains, but that's another story. Well, we decided that after attempting to get pregnant for 7.5 years, it was difficult to live with the emotions around that. So we decided to give everything away. 2 truckloads of stuff. Yes, 2. I told you we were saving it. We donated it to charities around us. We let it go. Guess what happened? Yes, you guessed it. Little Grace Helen Putnam happened. How? After all those years of fertility junk, well, we created the space for a new baby. Create space in your life. There is grace with her sister McKenna and her mom and dad. People often send me attract more money. And this is something that I know a lot of people are looking to do. Everyone wants to attract money. Take a look at the picture of coins. What do you see? Coins, yes? Take a closer look. Do you see the word money hidden in the coin? It is written vertically in the coin. Look again. There it is. Money is everywhere waiting for us. Not everyone realizes that there are some steps to attract money. 10 ways to attract money. 10, know exactly what you desire. If you are not clear on what you want, how you can ever expect to create it, name it and claim it. Write down the amount of money that you want to manifest. You must know that this money is yours. If you are doubting, then the chances of this money coming to you are slim. See yourself as if you are already in possession of the money. $20,000 a month. What does that look like to you? What would you spend $20,000 on? How will the money come from? That doesn't mean it must come from that place. It just gets the energy moving towards your money goal. Be, do, have. You must be the person that creates $20,000 a month. Move through your life as that person. You must be the person first. Then do what the person who creates $20,000 a month would do to have what you would, what they have. How would they make decisions? How would they make decisions, quickly or slowly? Would they make their decisions based on their goal? Successful people make their decisions quickly and change their minds slowly. Unsuccessful people make their decisions slowly and change their minds quickly. Understand the law of abundance. The law of abundance states that there is plenty to go around, more than enough money for everyone. It all starts with what you think and say about money. Speak positive money affirmations such as, I attract money easily. I am a magnet to money. Money flows to me easily. I have an abundance of money. I am able to give freely. I am wealthy. I enjoy my prosperity and enjoy sharing it. My income continues to grow higher and higher. I am passionate about building wealth. I am in the process of being a millionaire. So what do you do if you don't believe your affirmation? Then use this all-powerful word, process. I'm in the process of attracting money easily. I'm in the process of being a magnet to money. I'm in the process of money flowing easily to me. You get it? Visualize your goal. Take a few minutes each day to see yourself in possession of your goal. Feel it. Create a moving picture with images. I am also friends or family to a goal. When I visualize, I see my husband, Bill, telling me he's proud to achieve my goal. Or I picture my daughter cheering me on. Go, Mom. You can do it. Visualization is a step that some people see and will leave out. It is a vital part of reaching your goal. Daily visualization will allow you to track money or whatever into your life. Flow, baby. You can create flow by understanding the money or energy, and that energy must move. Give a great donation, knowing it will return to you. When you give money to others, You are telling your subconscious that you have enough money to give and that you expect that money to return, and you will attract money. Action. Nothing happens until something moves. When you have the internal nudge, act on it. It is the same steps that create the big life. Right now, when you look at your bank account, realize that it is your past being reflected. You are taking new steps and action today that will create different results for you in a month from now, 3 months from now, next year. It's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Stop the monkey chatter. When my mind goes to negative, I stop myself immediately. Stay away from the limiting beliefs. Replace it with a positive affirmation. Examples of limiting beliefs about money: we don't have money for that. I have to work hard for my money. I can't afford that. That costs too many. Don't speak into existence those words. Law of attraction states that whatever you focus your attention and energy on, you create more of the same. Like attracts like. Watch your words carefully. Speak of what you want. Keep moving forward. Yes, there will be times in the desert. Allow those times to create a crystal clarity for you. And then keep moving forward. Always moving forward toward your goal. Sometimes it may feel like one step forward, two back, but continue to move forward. I have found that when I travel through the desert, it is a necessity time to reach my goal. In fact, it usually means I am very close to attracting my goal. Don't hang out with the stickers. You know, the ones, right? The friends and family that drain your energy and money, cut them loose. The law of association says we become who we hang out with. Hang out with the people that are getting the results that you seek. You will feel refreshed and energized. But like-minded people instead of physically and emotionally drained. Follow the bliss. When you follow your passion, you will attract money. Love what you do. Be of service to others, and money will find you. When you feel passionate about what you do, you will attract others to you. Let your bliss be your North Star. And remember, what we're doing is talking about giving you some exercises that can help you think in terms of attracting money. What we want to do is talk about what we want to do is talk to you about some ways that you can attract money to you. And let's talk about the laws of attraction and money. Because you know what? People want more in their lives. They're downright tired of living paycheck to paycheck. They're tired of telling their kids, we can't do that. We don't have the money. It's exhausting as a parent turning your kids away from soccer, cheerleading, or violin lessons. So, understand the law of attraction. Law of attraction says that whatever you focus your energy and attraction on, you'll attract more of the same. When you focus on good feelings with money, guess what? You'll attract more money. Law of attraction and money is powerful. Focus on abundance and prosperity. Even if you don't have the money, how do you do that? Find abundance around you. Look for it. Journal about it. Point it out. those little prosperous things that happen to you, gift given, nice things that come your way, compliments, smiles, money found in your underwear drawer. Give to others. Sounds crazy, right? When you're broke, how can you give to others? That's the point. When you give freely to others and not hold on to the dollars with the tight fist thinking these are the only ones, you tell yourself that there's more money out there. In fact, there's an abundance of money. Law of attraction and money is key. It will free up your life when you don't have to worry about all the time about money and bills and debt. Be careful what you focus on. If you're focused on debt, you're in the process of attracting more debt. If you focus on lack of limitation, you're attracting more of the same. So when you're kidding, when your kids are asking for toys and Target, how do you handle that? How do you gently tell them we don't have the money for that? You say, we're not going to get that today, but we're in the process of getting the money for that. Of course, only if it's true. If it's something you don't want your child to have, then you just tell them so. In the process of four powerful words, because that way you're not lying, you're not fibbing, you're not in denial. You're working on it. In the process of getting more money means that you're taking the action to create more for your family. So you don't have the money today, but day's not over. You are in the process of creating that. Haven't you ever had things show up in your life that you weren't expecting, just out of the blue? When you expect to attract money to arise and put out that vibrational energy that all is well, things show up in your life. That's right, the law of attraction and money. So what can you do today? Be careful for the money that you have. If you're not grateful for what you have today, how can you expect to create more? Give something away, whether it's money, service, products, or helping someone else. You can't give something away without it coming back to you. It may be a different form than money, but you can bet it will return. Notice abundance around you. Note all the trees, flowers, and deer that are in your yard. Note all the friends you have on Facebook. Note all the different foods in the grocery store. Abundance is everywhere. Here's to you attracting more money. I'll be glad to help. Feel free to learn how I attracted more money recently. And you know what? Let's talk about the 12 universal laws, because that is one of the things that we need to look at. And we're just going to quickly go through this because we're running out of time for this session. So what we want to do is like the law of divine oneness. The law of divine oneness, one of the universe laws, says that we are all connected. Every thought, word, attraction affects others. We are all part of the source of energy. When one suffers, we all suffer. When one grows, we all grow. The law of vibration, another of the universal laws, is the law of vibration. It says that the universe moves in a circular pattern. It applies to every thought, feeling, and desire. Every thought, sound, object has its own vibrational energy. We are all here on Earth to raise our vibration. The highest vibration here is one called enlightenment. We seek to help others, aligning ourselves with God and living with His light. The law of action. The law of action, another of the universal laws, says that knowledge alone is not power. Add knowledge with positive action, and it can create a powerful force. It is the burning desire that deserves the action. As Michael Beckwith of Gates International says, the pain pushes you until the vision pushes you. What do you feel passionate about? What gives you that butterfly feeling in the pit of your stomach? Step into that feeling. The law of correspondence says that as we think in our mind internally, it manifests externally. As within, so without comes to our mind. That is why people that are filled with negative monkey chatter create such drama and negative events over and over in their life. Don't you know? Do you have a friend that it seems has a long list of all the things that have gone bad in just the last month too? You listen to her list and you wonder, how could all these things happen to one person? Well, the law of correspondence tells us that when we focus on junk in our minds, we'll create junk. The law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect, one of the universal laws, says that nothing happens by chance. For every action, there will be equal and opposite reaction. And let me back up here. We've been talking about the laws of attraction. And why have we been talking about the laws of attraction? Because the universal law of attraction is the most powerful law in the universe. It is simple in concept, but practice is necessary. But once you get it, there is no looking back. It will be a part of you forever. The simplest definition of this law, like attracts like. Other definitions include, you get what you put your energy and focus on, whether wanted or unwanted. The law of attraction is neutral. So therefore, let's look at some things that you can do. And what, remember, we've been talking about some things here. So, but you are attracting people, situations, jobs, and much more into your life. Once you are aware of the law of attraction and how it works, you can start to use it to deliberately attract what you want in your life. Ask. You must be very clear on exactly what your desire is. Sources say yes. Allow it. Focus on it. Give it all your positive energy. Visualize and raise your vibration about it. Feel good. And think about all of the things that you can do that can truly help you reach your goals in life, because that is what we want to help you do, is help you reach your goals. And, you know, if you have an opportunity to work on and reach your goals, then guess what? You will truly attract to you those things that you want in life. And I want to remind you, my website is the number one career coach, the number one personal career coach.com. And by going to that website, you can sign up for both individual and group counseling. You can also go to another website of mine that's called AskDavita.com. And what we will do is, if you ask the question, we will find the answer. And remember, what we want to do is help you reach your goals so you can be successful and achieve whatever it is that you want in life.